Baba Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ezehu tam ve'ezehu mu'ad. What's a tam and what's a mu'ad? Now the tam here, we know what a tam here is, but the Nemuk Yosef says that pashtus, it's obvious that the Mishnah is dealing not with what's a tam, but how does an animal make itself back into a shor tam? After an animal already becomes a shor mu'ad, and we expect it to go in gore, how does it go back to its status of a shor tam where we don't expect it to gore, and in that case you'd only pay chatzi nezek? Mu'ad kol she'idu vo shlosha yamim. A shor mu'ad is any shor that you warn the owner 3 days. V'tam, mishiyachzer bo shlosha yamim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Yehuda says, and how does it go back to being a shor tam? That 3 days go by, that it sees other shvarim, like the Rav points out, and it doesn't gore them. For 3 days, now it goes back to being a shor tam. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a shor gored 3 times in 1 day, that does not make it a shor mu'ad. And also, if a shor would see a lot of different shvarim in 1 day, also wouldn't go back to being a shor tam. You have to have days in between. Rabbi Meir Omer Mu'ad Sheyidu Bo Shlosha Pamim. Meir says it has nothing to do with days. Rather, it has to do with the amount of warnings. So as long as there are 3 warnings, it could even be in the same day, then it's a shor mu'ad. V'tam. So how does it revert back to being a shor tam? Kol Shiyu Hatinokos Mimashmishin Bo Ve'enu Nogeach. The litmus test is if little children would play around with this shor and it doesn't gore them. And this, the Rosh is Medayik from the Mishnah, that it sounds like it doesn't have to be that the children play with it 3 times. Just like you have to make it a shor mu'ad, you don't have to take it out of the shor mu'ad with the children playing with it 3 times. Rather, the children play with it once and it doesn't do anything to them. That's enough to know a few things. Number one, that you're crazy for having your child play with the shor mu'ad. But number two, that just playing with it even 1 time and the shor didn't do anything, mistamed, it becomes a shor tam. And that's what the Rosh says, that you wouldn't need 3 times. However, the Rosh points out that it's pashut, that if you did have 3 days of the shor seeing other shvarim and not doing anything, like Rabbi Yehuda says, of course Rabbi Meir would agree that that would also take it out from being a shor mu'ad. It doesn't dafka need to be playing with children to take it out. However, Rabbi Kiveger brings, based on the Rav, it seems the Rav doesn't hold this way. The Rav says that the gavi halacha of it returning to a shor tam, the halacha is like Reb Meir, that it only becomes a shor tam, reverting back to shor tam until it plays with children. It's mashva, that's the only way, not like the Rosh says. And the Mefarshim explained to Tiferes Yisro that to make something a shor mu'ad, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, that you need 3 separate days. But to go back to being a shor tam, the halacha is like Reb Meir. And like we just said, there's a machlok is how you learn Reb Meir. But for sure, everybody agrees if the shor goes in front of a child and doesn't do anything, it goes back to being a shor tam. And there's a machlok is if it would go back to being a shor tam if Reb Meir would hold, if he had 3 days where it didn't do anything to other shvarim, if that would also, like we just said.